The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Real Talk Kim boldly shares the painful experiences leading her to feel worthless and ashamed. But God brought forgiveness and renewal.
So that rejection was God's protection, right?
Yes.
You gotta get up one more time. You gotta say, you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God's turning my scars into stars. God's turning my wounds into wisdom, my pain into a pulpit, and I will rise. I'm rising.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Hello, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent, and welcome to Life Today. We are about to have some fun up in this house today. Real Talk Kim is with us, and she has a new book out. You gotta get up, grab hold of your life after being knocked down, held down, and left out. And I know that many of us can totally identify with words like that: knocked down, held down, left out, overlooked, wrecked, worthless, destroyed, or mishandled. But as much as we can feel those words deeply, and as real as our heartache and pain can feel, God loves us too much to leave us in a place of hurt and pain where we feel like we can't get back up again. We have to remember, it's not the knockdowns in life that defeats us, but it's when we choose to stay down. So let's get up today. And I want to welcome my friend, Kim. Real Talk Kim. Real Talk Kim. Can I call you by your middle name, Talk?
Yes. Man, I am so excited to be with you. Oh, I feel like I know you.
I know.
Because of social media.
I feel the same. And there is so much that I want to talk to you about today. I feel so nervous sometimes, you know, when I come into a place like this, because I want to get it right. I want to get it right so bad. And there's so much that you have to say that I know is going to probably, it might even set some people free.
Yeah.
And so I want to start with asking you to take us back a little bit to like the early days.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so thankful. I was raised in a really strict religion, where women couldn't wear pants, and, you know, I was that kids and blue jean girl. My parents made me, I'll never forget, go to the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and I was 6 years old and had to go swimming in a blue jean skirt. I was like, there's nobody even here. Why are you making me sink to the bottom? So I was raised in this really strict religion. My daddy was a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia. We were evangelists my first 6 years, traveling all over the world. And I'm just so thankful. Like, I'm so thankful, as hard as it was being raised in that religion, I'm so thankful for that foundation, because I was raised, you can shout, man.
Yes.
You can praise your way through. You can talk to God about it. He's a genie in a bottle. Like, you know, I was raised. That's just how I was raised. You just put a little bit of faith on it, and you can just move mountains. And
right.
I realized at about 18 years old, whenever I just ran away from home, got married, I never do anything small, Tammy.
Doesn't sound like it to me. Does not sound. 18 years old, you got
Look,
married.
Look, I ain't scared of nothing. Like, if I'm going to do something, we're going to at least have fun doing it. And so I wanted to get away from my parents. And so I...
Okay, like spiritually, too.
Yeah.
Were you in a good place spiritually
no.
at 18? So it didn't matter being raised in the home of pastors and stuff.
No.
You were not in a good place spiritually.
I was a preacher's kid.
Okay.
And usually what they say about preacher's kids is true.
Mm.
You know, we are in a glass house.
Yeah.
We're raised on the church pew. I couldn't even tell you, probably 18, if there was three animals or two animals going on the Noah's Ark.
Wow.
You know, because I was too busy.
There were two.
I figured that out. But I was so busy, like, just living. You know, I was so busy just being rebellious and mad that I was in a box. And, you know, the saints would always go home and tell on me. And, you know, and so I left home and got married and moved to Topeka, Mexico.
Topeka.
I was going to be a missionary. I was so excited about being a missionary. And I get to Topeka, Mexico, and I'm like, what have I done?
Right.
There was no civilization. And so that one lasted. If I passed him on the street, I wouldn't even know what he looked like.
What was that like, that 18-year-old girl who got married so young, maybe running away from God? What were those early years like then, walking into marriage? What was that marriage like? How did it make you who you are today? Yeah. Did it contribute to that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I always tell people, because in church, divorce is so frowned on, especially then. You know, my mama always says my wedding was longer than my marriage.
Wow, so that relationship ended in divorce.
Oh, yes. Like, okay. It ended within a few months. Did like, I put really? Everything in this book. Y'all, you got to get up. Y'all going to want to read it, because it's going to make you feel so much better about your life.
I know. It's honestly unbelievable.
Yeah.
So much to unpack.
Yeah,
so-
it made me, like, now that I look back, because I ended up, after that, my parents were like, girl, we're going to get you saved. I was in Israel singing, I know the peace speaker. I know him by name on the Sea of Galilee. I didn't no more know the peace speaker than the man in the moon. I'm shocked the Sea of Galilee didn't turn into a whole concrete. You hear me? It was just like, I always tell people this, especially with their kids. When God has his hand on your life, the enemy cannot take you out, so he tries to wear you out.
Yes.
And he'll do it through literally, I mean, decisions at a young age. But I'm just here proof. I'm here proof that God never walks out on you. He is not like people.
Exactly.
He loves to use people with the worst past to create the best futures.
Oh,
and this book is all, you got to get up, is telling you about stories in the Bible that can relate to every single one of us that have done everything they said we did. We were nay-naying and not praying. We were jumping ahead.
So does God use our mess? Can God use someone that's also gone through divorce?
Yeah.
Because so many times I think that people of divorce are also told, like, now you're damaged goods.
Oh, yeah.
Now you failed, and now there's sin in your life, and it's going to be really, really probably impossible for you to be used of God. So you should probably step aside and let somebody else do that. Did you ever struggle with that, where people were like, counted you out and basically just said, your damaged goods?
Well, Tammy, we live in a social media world. We live in a world where they can Google you.
Yeah.
We live in a world where people will make you pay for what they heard. We live in a world where you can get better and you can do better and you can change completely, because that's how God is, man. When you surrender and you hit rock bottom and find out who the rock is at the bottom, which is Jesus, your whole life changes. But we live in a world that does not forget what you've done.
Yes.
And so that is why it's so important, when people are counting you out, that you got to know God's counting you in, that you realize there's 8 billion people in this world. There are 8 billion people, and God did not let you go through what you... He knew before I was ever even a thought in my mother's womb. He knew I was going to be rebellious. He knew I was going to be a late bloomer. He knew I wasn't going to be scared to try everything. He knew that life was going to become the greatest Bible school I ever had, and I wouldn't have one tuition to pay back, because I had some oil on my life, because whenever I hit rock bottom, I did allow God to heal me.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you got to hold on to that.
Yes.
You got to hold on to sometimes those people that won't let you forget. They won't let you forget what you've done.
Mm.
You got to love them, move them from your VIP section, and you move them up to that balcony, and you say, I love you, but I love you from up there, because where I'm going is personal, and I can't keep being reminded. Hello, woman at the well.
Girl.
Hello, Jonah.
Yes.
That was told to go to Nineveh. He's like, kill him with a train. I ain't going to Nineveh, right? And all of a sudden, God sent a fish. Fish, go follow Jonah. He gonna need transportation back to where I told him to be in the first place. God is like that. And so we cannot get stuck in what we've done. We can't get stuck in what social media is saying about us. We somehow gotta stay on our face.
Yeah.
And we gotta keep getting up one more time.
What do you think causes people to get stuck and choosing to stay there rather than living a life that's free and in your purpose, your God-given purpose? What causes them to get stuck, and I'm assuming that in your book you've got some
stuff
to help people get out.
Oh, yeah.
What is it that causes them to get stuck in the first place?
People. We care what people think about us. We care what people in a free app think about us. They don't even know your middle name. We got our loud mouth auntie over there. She's still talking about our abortion we had at 16 years old. You 50 now. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you don't take care of the areas on the inside of you that need validation, we want to be loved, we want to be accepted, we want to be valued, right? And if we don't get the areas in us where we celebrate ourselves and love ourselves and pick ourselves up, the enemy will always send those little foxes that spoil the vine in our lives. That's how come we keep repeating the same cycles with the same kind of people, same kind of relationships, different faces, same kind of toxicity. We said law of draw, what we feel about ourselves. This is why when you see God closing a chapter, that rejection is God's protection. That's how you got to look at it. Your mouth might have ran them off, but they still left. So that rejection was God's protection, right?
Yes.
You got to get up one more time. You got to say, you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God's turning my scars into stars. God's turning my wounds into wisdom, my pain into a pulpit, and I will rise. I'm rising.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Hallelujah.
That's what
you
gotta
do. Girl.
We need to be three.
Girl, I know. Listen, like, when I hear you speak, you always, obviously, you speak with such passion. It's backed by the Word of God.
Yeah.
You have a fire in you. There is a fight. And to me, it comes from a place of experience that you have had to fight through some things. And that you have now come on the other side of that. Do you feel like you're on the other side of that? Do you feel like you're still fighting? Do you feel like you're forever fighting this side of heaven?
Man, I feel so free.
Dude.
Girl, I just turned 51.
Okay.
I don't know what happened when I turned in my 50s. I really believe, Tammy, what it was is I allowed myself. I really, in the last 4 years of my life, really focused on my heart. Because I realized that when you get your heart really right, like, I'm talking every day I lay in my bed and be like, God, if there's any thuggish ways, if there's any, you know, south side of heaven situations going on in me, any more hood than holy, I pray you eradicate it. I mean, I would lay hands on myself and say, God, if I don't like somebody, show me so I can fix it. I mean, Lord, let me love like you. I would say this every day. God, let me love. Let me really love. And girl, one day I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I love everybody. Like, girl, when I tell you I love little thumbnails, millions of little thumbnails all over the world. Like, I love you. I love people. I went from not liking people to loving people. I feel like, yeah, I'm living my best life, and I think that's what God intends us. I think sometimes in the church world, we like, oh, I'm in spiritual warfare. Oh, the devil's after me. No, you need to get yourself right. You need to stop making the choices you're making, right?
Yes.
Oh, the devil's after my car. No, you need an oil change, right?
Yes.
The devil's after my marriage. No, you need to take little Jesse out of the middle of you and your husband and turn on some Lionel Richie. Hello, is it me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think when we stop graveling and we stop looking for stress and we stop looking for warfare.
Stop blaming.
Yes.
Stop blaming everybody.
Yes, and just live.
And especially the enemy. I mean, there's a lot of garbage he does create and do,
yeah.
But sometimes I think we give him too much credit when you're right, when we've created.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've created our own storms and then expect God to do a miracle when he says, well, first, let's
Come
take
on,
a look
girl.
At yourself. We need to first fix this
yes.
before I can begin the blessing.
Yes.
So there needs to be obedience in your life. You need to respond to the Word of God. You need to surrender all of this stuff. And then
so
we can
good.
Do a great work in your life,
so
which
good.
Then will overflow into the lives of Ooh. Everybody around you.
So good.
Oh my gosh. So what
That's
you're saying
truth.
Is like sitting in bed going, transform me,
yes.
God. We spend so much time saying, change them, change
yes.
this, do this for me. And it needs to line up this way.
Yes.
And when it doesn't, I'm out of here, God. You're not listening. You've abandoned. You're not the God I thought
quit.
You were. Yeah, I'm done. And he says, do not stop. Stay in it. I have so much more for you. And that's the word I get from you time and time again. And I think even, Kim, as I began to read through your book, there were so many things in here that I thought, there's a lot to unpack, but it's so, so good, especially to me, for the one that feels really stuck and doesn't know how to keep moving. one of the favorite chapters for me. Stop giving CPR to dead situations.
I love that one, too.
I love it. Can you kind of, you know, I know it's hard to unpack a lot of these things, but let me give you a word.
Okay.
And then just quickly unpack it for me.
Okay.
Decide.
Decide. Make a choice. In life, literally, you're not stuck because you're not a tree. And as long as you have a pulse, God's got a plan. So you've got to decide. Deciding is the first factor to getting up.
Awesome. Define.
Define. I know who I am. I'm not who you say I am. I'm not that last season Kim. I am today's Kim.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not stuck there.
Yes.
Because God never ends in a deficit.
No.
So I'm getting up.
Okay. Detox.
Detox. I am getting to the bottom of me. The reason I'm here is because I keep repeating the same cycles. I'm going to figure out why I keep coming back here. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to decide right now that I can be a generational curse breaker, that I don't got to stay like my mama. Yeah. I ain't got to stay like my sister.
Yes.
I don't have to be who they say I am.
Delete.
Delete. Bye. Having the gift of goodbye. I love you, but I love you in the balcony. I want you to eat, but not at my table. I'm going to send you some Uber Eats.
That is awesome.
You know, if you don't make me better, then listen, I love you, but I can't keep dragging season people into my new season.
Amen. And the last one, discipline.
Discipline. Listen, it means I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look in my clothes. I don't like the way I feel in this relationship. I don't like the way you disrespect me. So I'm going to discipline myself enough to get myself in the right place with God. I'm going to intentionally get up earlier. I'm going to intentionally spend time with God. I ain't going to lay in my bed and be like, God, read my mind. I'm going to slide on out of that bed, get on my knees, and talk to God from the floor and say, I ain't getting up till you do something. Discipline is the first move to your greatest season. Work out, eating right, loving better, looking in that mirror and being like, girl, what's your name?
Yes. I read in the book here, which I love, you've got so many radical restoration stories, testimonies from people that have just begun to live again, that laid it down, that surrender, whether it was addiction, whether it was just awful relationships, whatever it is that they've just said, I stopped living at some point in my life.
Yes.
I gave up. I lost hope. I didn't think that I could ever love again. I didn't think that I could ever find life again. And the devil told me enough that God didn't like me anymore. So I walked away.
We were there.
Right?
We connect.
Yes. We've and so, there. So many people have found great hope through the life that you've chosen to walk through and the way that you've trusted God with the pieces of your life, knowing that he was more than capable of putting your life back together again. You are a breath of fresh air to so many people. And I'm so grateful that you've walked through the fire. I'm so grateful that you're living, breathing, and smiling. And the joy of the Lord is evident and real in your life. It's powerful. It is powerful.
My goodness.
Her life story is powerful, and it changes lives. And there's another story I want to show you right now that is powerful in changing lives today. Take a look and watch this.
Hi, my name is Dari. I am became a believer since 2009. During that time, you know what? All the leaders at the church and my teacher, they are all running around at the church. What's going on at the church? And they said, one family selling one girl is 9 years old, and right now she's at the guest house. She almost died because the foreigner guy that tried to rape her. She's 9 years old and a lot of blood. When I see that, I run to one of the rooms at the church. One picture coming back to my memory. I start to memory when I am 9 years old that raped by the man close to my house. Really painful. Immediately, Jesus speak to my right ear, and I hear his voice. I hear, and he said, Dari, get up and go and helping her. You know what? I said to him that, yes, God, I go. No matter what, I go. Every day we're working with the children and the families. I want to see them smiling. I want to see them laugh whatever they want to laugh. I want to see them play whatever they can play. We want to make a home. We want to see them feel like love and care and value and respect. I believe 100% that Jesus will set the children free. I believe to go around the world and fight for freedom, to fight against the darkness, fight against the evil, and fight against sex trafficking, to set all the people, all the children, all the women are free and they can hope again. Thank you.
Yes, Dari, you go, girl. I'm standing right there with you. We are standing right there with you in this fight for those children. I love that God is using her pain and her experience to help bring hope to others, especially that little 9-year-old girl. She listened to the voice of God and she moved. She responded. Because of that, I believe that little girl's healing journey started that day. And this is why I love our 3-step rescue life strategy: to reach, rescue, restore. It changes lives when we can reach them, when we can rescue them, when we can begin the restoration process. It sets these children up for a better life, filled with the love of Jesus as we help them navigate through the trauma in the healing process. There are so many beautiful stories that we continue to hear from our Rescue Life Centers around the world, and that's why I'm so thankful for Dari in Southeast Asia. She is amazing and so full of joy, which is what those children need to be surrounded by, someone who understands their pain and hurt and is a living example of what it looks like when God heals a shattered, broken heart and brings them back to life again through it all. And she has dedicated her life to fight for freedom, to fight against the darkness, to fight against evil, and to fight against sex trafficking. And I want to help her and all of our mission partners around the world in this fight for freedom. Dari listened to the voice of God, and she responded, "Yes, God, I'll go no matter what. I'll go." So I'm asking you today to listen to the voice of God and also respond if He's speaking to you. Would you pray about getting involved? Would you pray about coming alongside us and Dari in this fight? We have a plan and we have a vision. We just need your faithful partnership to give. And right now, if God lays it on your heart to give, your gift will be matched from amazing friends of our ministry with a $320,000 match. So that means your gift, whatever you can give, will be doubled. $64 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring one child. $128 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring two children. $1,280 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring 20 children. We can all do something right now, today. So let's stand together against such evil. We can't just hope that someone else is going to take care of it. We have to extend hope as well. Whatever that looks like right now, just be faithful and respond and trust in God and in us, knowing that we together will make a difference. So please go online or give us a call today and make the best gift you possibly can right now to help us stop human trafficking around the world.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Declare. This beautifully designed 31-day devotional reveals 31 names of God from Scripture and gives insight to the character, grace, and depth of God's love for you. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Gospels book set. This special edition collection of the four Gospels in the classic King James Version includes journaling space opposite each page of Scripture so you can reflect as you read, the perfect companion for your daily time with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As we partner with Life Outreach International, we are making a difference in the lives of children. It's people like you who, with unwavering support, dedication, and generosity, have been the driving force behind every rescue, every smile restored, and every life transformed. We know there is still so much work to be done, but your contribution has made it possible for us to stand up against child trafficking and for these children to be pulled from the darkness into the light. Every smile, every step forward, every dream reignited, these are all a testament to the incredible impact that your support has on these young lives. I personally want to extend my deepest gratitude for everyone who has made a difference in a child's life already. With your continued support, we will help to create a world where no one is subjected to the horrors of child trafficking, a world where love, compassion, and justice prevail. By working together, we can reach every person and rescue every child. Thank you so much.
Goodness, thank you so much for all that you've given through the years. Please continue to give if you can. Go online and make that call today and make the best gift you possibly can. And when you do, request Real Talk Kim's brand new book, You Gotta Get Up. We want to send this to you with any gift that you're able to give today. So just make sure to request that. Kim, honestly, you mean so much to me. You mean so much to so many people. Your life, the journey, the steps you've taken, they are life-changing for so many people that are leaning in and watching you. Thank you so much. We truly love you. I truly love you.
So honored. So honored.
And as Kim says, at some point, you have to quit asking all the questions and just start moving. Put feet in your faith and get up. Do it afraid if you have to, but keep moving. Oh, yes. Fear would try to paralyze you and shame would try to cripple you, but you have been given the power to overcome. So choose to get up today and start living, truly living, in your God-given purpose. Seal that with a yes and amen. God bless you. We care about you. And we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
I don't care. I just want to love you. I want no separation. I'm just going to worship you. And you do whatever you want with my life.
Barry Maguire, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.